letting the body take a very easeful posture. When we do any of these heavenly practices, we really want to have comfort in the practice, so taking good care of that. Releasing any places of tension. Letting the eyes be soft and still and downwards. Bringing the body too to some stillness. And as a way to bring even more warmth to the practice of sympathetic joy, bringing a little bit of a smile to our faces. So we can do this without feeling smiley. We can simply have a bit of an imagination of a smiling face in our mind's eye. Perhaps it's the smiling face of a loved one, human or otherwise. We can simply turn up the corners of our eyes and the corners of our mouths into a little bit of a smile. Breathing into the smile, noticing how it feels. There may possibly be a little bit of a brightening in the mind that you didn't know was possible. And resting for a wee while in a sense of the breath and breathing in and out of the smile. When the heart-mind is struggling with darkness and we feel unable to work with our mindfulness directly, to be with it by allowing the experiences to come and go, mental noting, rain practice, if there's too much struggle or agitation in the heart-mind, we can do this practice of sympathetic joy as a way to respond to the struggle. Of course, there are other ways like loving-kindness, compassion, equanimity practices, gratitude practices. As we sit here, breathing softly, breathing in and out of the smile, bring to mind someone who really makes you smile, a relationship that is clear, not at all ambivalent, someone that brings a smile to your face, and hold this one in your mind's eye. noticing how readily you wish well for this one, your gratitude for this one. How you would so easily rejoice at the happiness of this dear one. And then, as in loving kindness practice, we can offer some phrases. May this dear one be joyful. May you be joyful. May your happiness increase. May your happiness increase. May you not be separated from happiness. May you not be separated from happiness. May your good fortune and the causes for your joy and happiness increase. And so, as you feel able and willing, repeating these phrases or phrases like them of your own choosing, of rejoicing in the happiness and good fortune of this dear one. At any point, a hand over the heart, or anywhere that creates a bit of soothing touch for yourself, may help you warm up the practice. And then pausing with your well-wishing for this dear one, and consider people you barely know, neighbors, storekeepers, letter carriers, taxi drivers, bus drivers, people you may see, or beings you may see, the stray cat on the street. And holding these neutral ones in mind, knowing that they too wish to be happy and have their good moments. And so, with these neutral ones in mind, wishing them well too, may you be joyful. May you too be joyful. May your happiness increase. May you not be separated from great happiness. May your good fortune and the causes of your joy and happiness increase. Silently repeating these phrases or your own for this one. And then pausing with that and letting your well-wishing extend outwards. Perhaps to others that you care about, to those who have been benefactors, done some kindnesses for you. Perhaps in your mind's eye, creating this ever-increasing kind of group photo. May you be joyful, all of these ones. May you be joyful. May your happiness increase. May your happiness increase. May none of you be separated from great happiness, not a one. May your good fortune and the causes of your joy and happiness increase. Repeating these phrases, remembering to have a connection to body, to breathing. Remembering the little smile. Some soothing touch. And then pausing there, you've got your big picture of all these dear ones, a few neutral ones sprinkled in, benefactors. And these are the easy ones. This time of year, we're wishing happy holidays to all of these ones, easily, readily, happily. Now let's gently challenge ourselves to remember that all of those ones that are a bit difficult for us, and they may be ones that we're going to be seeing soon in the next few days or weeks, they too want to be happy, to be joyful. So gentle challenge here. Hand to the heart, or a bit of soothing touch as we engage in this challenge. The little smile at the corner of the eyes and the lips, that's a smile not only of compassion but wisdom. Ah, yes, they too wish to be happy. So bringing these difficult, challenging ones, the ones that are a bit dark for you, bringing them into the light of your group photo. May you too be joyful. May you too be joyful. May your happiness increase. May your happiness increase. May you not be separated from great happiness. May the causes of your good fortune and the causes of your joy and happiness increase. increase. And as you feel the urge, letting your well-wishing extend outwards to all beings across the planet, human, non-human, even the plants, the planet itself. And be sure to include yourself in this. May we all be joyful. May we all have our happiness increase. May none of us not be separated from great happiness. May all of us know good fortune and the causes of our joy and happiness to be increasing. Feeling the body sitting, the body breathing, connecting with the wee smile. Feeling the breath. Remembering the words of Dorothy Hunter, in this choiceless, never-ending flow of life, there is an infinite array of choices. One alone brings happiness. To love what is. To love what is.